The following podcast is not real. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your new host, Sarah Maher. If you've never listened before, that's okay.
You are doing great.
Thank you.
Sorry, keep going.
Okay, I'm gonna go back a little bit.
Okay.
I'm your new host, Sarah Maher. If you've never listened before, that's okay. Neither have I. You know, I'm so glad that I wrote this down.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that's kind of like a mantra I have in life is, like, if it's important, write it down.
Yeah. Oh,
it
yeah.
It saved me
yeah.
so many times.
That's fantastic.
I can't even.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to go back.
Yeah, oh,
okay,
please
okay.
do. Yeah.
I'm your new host, Sarah Maher. If you've never listened to the... Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I have terrible handwriting, so I couldn't read. Listened. That's something...
Terrible? That's beautiful. Are you kidding me? That's like calligraphy. That looks
really?
Amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, please write, you know, next year for my birthday invitations, please write, you know.
I'll do that.
Please write, yeah.
Here, wait, let me write that down. Work on chance invitations. Okay, let's take it back. Ready?
Okay.
I'm your new host.
I am so excited to be on this podcast now. This is so fun.
This is a good idea. Okay, we got to get through this. I'm your new host, Sarah Maher. If you've never listened before, that's okay. Neither have I. But apparently, my new friend, the Talking Badger, can explain the rest.
Yeah, I'm a shapeshifter. Not just a talking badger, but for you, I'll put that aside. But we'll pick up from there. So about a week ago, Sarah fell into I don't know if she fell into a magical portal or if you just I think you were just transferred here through magic.
Dude, I just showed
yeah,
up
into the fantastical land of Foon. And Arnie's equipment is still here, did not leave with him wherever he went, but Sarah's hosting a weekly podcast from the Vermilion Minotaur in the land of Hogsface in the world of Foon. So, welcome.
Thanks. And I mean, to be perfectly honest, if it's a weekly podcast, great. I hope this is, you know, I hope I'm not here forever because, you know, I got to get back to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just keep doing this thing and maybe it'll reach somebody. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it didn't, you never listened to the podcast?
You know, I'm not a podcast person.
Sure.
I like.
Did you hear about it? Are people talking about it? Are people like.
I don't
know.
No.
You like, can just say no.
I think if you don't listen to podcasts, it's one of those things that you just like don't hear people talking about.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, have you ever heard of like Project Runway?
Yeah.
Oh.
Arnie talks about it all the time.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's
yeah, what's
weird.
A Tim Gunn?
Oh, gosh. A Tim Gunn is like...
You'll tell me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You'll tell me?
I love talking about Earth stuff.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
Okay. So a Tim Gunn is actually kind of a magical creature on Earth.
Okay.
There's only one of him. And he...
Oh, I'm so sorry. And we're joined, as always, by our...
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos...
Master of passive aggressiveness...
Champion of the great halls of Tarakas, the elves me is Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin Hook Stangjes, and I'm known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and it is my grand pleasure to introduce you to the new and improved Hello from the Magic Tower.
You did not interrupt him once.
Well,
what is going on?
It's funny, when he said Maystar, I wanted to say Mazzy Star, but Mazzy Star.
What's a Mazzy Star?
Okay, so Mazzy Star is like a mid-90s, 1990s, like the time period. She's like a mid-90s singer,
okay.
And we don't know where she is now. Like, I sometimes Google her, and I'm like, where's Mazzy Star? And nothing comes up.
So she's like a 1990s Arnie. Just kind of disappeared?
Yes. Yeah.
Often there are people here in Foon who disappear, and it turns out they've been taken away by the Spider-Men.
What? The Spider-Men?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's been about, is there like three of them?
I think there are five now.
Oh.
There's a new one coming soon that I'm looking forward to meeting.
You know, there's always a new one on Earth. Okay, guys, this is fun, but we got to focus up, okay?
Yes, of course.
So we've got a plan here. I have a plan. I saw the podcasting equipment. Let's make sure that this podcast gets out so that someone on Earth can hear us, know that I'm here, and get me back. So, yes, what
you, you know, that's exactly why Arnie started the podcast, but then he just didn't seem to really give a crap about whether anyone actually heard it.
He's easily distracted.
And got him back.
He's also an easily distracted dude.
You have been so active. I feel like it's been a task just to get us all in the same room because you have been, like, out doing quests, and I feel like you have done so much in such a little time.
I gotta be honest, though. Like, if you're transported to a tiny, like, tavern, like, you want to see what's outside, right? Like, you want to get up and start walking and just use your feet and go towards, like, whatever is in the distance.
This
you know?
Week has been amazing. That afternoon where the music played and I taught you how to be an expert swordsman was incredible.
I feel like I tapped into a part of myself I didn't even know I had. The closest I got to that was when I did, like, rhythmic Pilates at home.
Oh.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That sounds mystical. What is rhythmic Pilates?
Okay, so it's Pilates, but instead of just, like, listening to, like, really sweet music, you listen to, like, something, like, with a beat on it. Like, honestly, a little Mazzy Star right now.
Wow. So that told us what rhythmic is. I'm so sorry. What are Pilates?
Pilates are, they're almost like dance moves for dancers who are hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, I can only move this way because I'm so hurt. And but then they get, like, better by doing the moves and all of a sudden they're, like, beautiful dancers again.
Man, I love learning about Earth stuff. We forgot to check in our new segment.
Yes.
How far into getting the lunar sword are you? You're like 17 levels in or something?
Yes. Get this. Okay. So I went in a couple of times, like after my morning run.
Yeah.
I went and I saw Clax. And then I thought to myself, like a couple times, and like we just chatted, and then I would keep going. The fourth time I went, I said, Clax, do you want to come with me? And he was like, yeah, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
And he showed me how to get like 40 levels in. And I was like, why wouldn't I instill help?
You're 40 levels in?
I'm 40 levels in. I honestly stopped because I was hungry.
Yeah.
And I just went back.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You know where there's that dripping acid?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Is that just water?
You know, I don't know if I'm brave enough to find out, but next time I go in, I'll find out for you.
I still think it's just water.
Okay, wait, you guys, we got to focus up, okay?
Yes, of course.
Sorry.
You are really keeping us on track.
No worries.
Great.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing. I invited someone to join us because I think they might help me, you know, figure out how to get back to Earth.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Have you guys heard of this guy, Can the Wizard?
Motherfuck!
Hello. I am Canificent Dewspring, Master of Space and Time, Headmaster of the Jizzlenob Preparatory School for Young Wizards. The elves did know me as Canigan the Ever-Living.
Ugh.
The elves do know me as Candle Dewspice.
This goes
the
on for a while.
The elves will know me as Candy Crowley. The dwarves did know me as Canned Heat. The dwarves do know me as Canticle Leibowitz. And the dwarves will know me as Kanban Scrum Master. And, well, it goes on for quite some time, an infinite amount of time.
Now, Sarah, I've loved having you here this week, but there is no reason to bring in Can the Wizard when you have Usador here. For I already know how to get you back, but I fear it is too dangerous. For you see, you and Arnold have been attracted to one another's nether spheres, and you've swapped places within Foon and Earth, and I could undo that spell and break that bond, but I fear Arnold may then be lost in Foon forever.
Usador, you should never talk about a married couple's nether spheres.
See why I don't want this guy here?
I get it. But here's the thing. Remember when I told you guys about Transformers?
Yes.
Transformers?
The robots in disguise?
The robots in disguise. Remember that each car is a different part of the one robot? You are the heart, Usador. Can might be the brain of this huge robot to get me back to Earth.
And I might be Jazz.
I'm relatively certain that Can is not the brain.
I think he may be the brain.
I think he might be like the left leg best.
Fine.
Or like the pinky.
But we gotta try. I'm auditioning brains, and so Can is my first audition.
All right, fine.
Yes, well, I came all the way from Jizzlenob Preparatory School to help in any way that I can.
And what have you prepared for your audition?
What have I prepared for my audition?
Yeah, go ahead and come over here. Yeah.
All right.
I'm still so angry that they killed Optimus Prime.
I know, buddy. I know.
Maybe for your audition, maybe something humorous, like a humorous spell, and then maybe like a dramatic spell.
Oh, all right. I didn't know I was literally...
So we can see both sides of your magic?
All right, great. Well, here's a humorous spell. I will turn Usador into a...
You're laughing at... Stop. Look, I'm just going to stop
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
You're laughing at yourself?
Yeah. Look, I will admit I have a bad habit. Right before I'm about to do a very funny spell, I tend to laugh...
That's a pretty bad habit.
I tend to think how funny that spell is going to be.
Sort of pooches the spell.
Yeah. It does a little.
Yeah,
we be the judge of whether or not the spell's funny? Shouldn't that be on us?
Look, I've got to say, I just enjoy my own spells so much that I...
It's a little masturbatory, Ken.
This is also, very masturbatory.
Really also, I've got to say, there is a danger. Sometimes my funny spells are so funny that if I don't chuckle a bit beforehand... slightly taking the humor level down. They may...
Can you get through this?
Yeah, can...
Look, I'm laughing for your own good, Chunt.
And what are these two blue balls? Are you going to juggle? What's going on here?
Yes, yeah. Now I am going to juggle these two blue balls. Look at me do it so well.
You're really... You're just letting us know how well you're doing it as you're doing it?
Come yes. On, yeah. Look at how well I am juggling these two blue balls. Oh, one is going slightly higher.
Great. You see, this is exactly what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's still happening.
He was starting to turn me into something. He totally lost track of what he was doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just started juggling instead of actually transforming me into something.
This is like, this podcast now is like the bookends of delightfulness. I mean, Sarah, you're amazing. You're maybe my favorite person I've ever met. And then we have Can, who's just like...
Chunt, I remember so many things about your future.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
I remember.
He remembers the future.
He's a wizard who goes like, I guess he's lived forever and there's multiple incarnations of it. Don't get him started.
Wait a minute.
Master
is time
of
circular?
Time and space. I have lived so long that I have circumnavigated the time of Foon many times. I do not travel through time any way besides forward, but once I get to the end, I start at the beginning again.
Yes, your robes are so tight we can tell you've circumnavigated. Listen, have you prepared a dramatic spell?
Yes. Here is my dramatic spell. This spell will turn everyone to tears. Nope, I missaid that. Apologies. We'll make everyone cry.
Do you want to try that again?
No.
From boredom, or what's...
Here's
we're going to be bored to tears?
Oh. Everyone will cry. Abraca Hallmark Channel.
Oh. Abraca Hallmark Channel.
You know, I didn't think that was going to get me, and that got me. Gosh.
I don't want to be crying, but I am. Oh, I feel so cheesy, but I'm crying. I'm suddenly picturing in my head, like, a little kid who doesn't have anything for Christmas, and then...
I don't think this is a spell. I just think that was so terrible.
This really is.
Wait, what's Christmas?
All right, you guys, we got to focus up, okay? So, Can.
Yes?
I brought you here for a very specific purpose, okay?
Yes.
I need to get back to Earth. I thought maybe, you know, when we chatted for a very brief amount of time, that you might be the guy that could help me get back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't mean to once again put you on the spot, but, like, can you help a sister out? Like, come on.
Yes.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'm trying to think.
Exactly, that's your problem.
If there's something I can remember. The problem is I feel like I remember you in Foon, but there is always a chance I am just remembering now from the last time. So it's possible that you're here for a very long time, or it's possible I'm just remembering this time that we're meeting now.
Okay. 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 All right. Well, we're going to make the best of a bad situation.
Oh, boy. You're a real riddle wrapped in enigma, wrapped in obnoxiousness.
You know, I could use my magic to send you forward in time. Would that be useful? Would you like to go to the future of Foon?
Would it be like a fast forward?
It would be a fast forward.
Can I bring my buddies with me?
I mean, if you want to. Who are your buddies?
Usador and Chunt.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow.
These losers?
Oh.
Losers. No, you've got them all wrong. I know, it seems contentious here between the three of you, and I get it, you know. I think you're just not seeing, like, you know, the good qualities of the three of you, you know? You're kind of...
I understand that you have seen a week of Usador and a week of Chunt, but I remember so many times, so many failures from both their past and especially their future.
Yeah, but see, I like fallible creatures. Like, what are we going to do?
Walk fallible creatures?
Yeah, people.
You like fallible creatures? Dare I say love?
Yeah.
Fallible creatures?
Absolutely. They're far more interesting.
She's married to Arnie.
And kind. Yeah.
Sister, you need to treat yourself better than that.
Oh, gosh. You sound like my mother.
You can't fix other people.
Wait, huh? What?
You can't fix other people.
Why not?
Because.
What if I have a spell that fixes them?
All you can do, Usador, is decide what you need for yourself.
To cast a spell that fixes people.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know.
Good luck with that, Usador.
You said you've heard some of our past. Do you remember some of our past failures?
Yes.
Example, please.
Well, I remember the episode where you played each other.
Wait, what?
We played each other? I mean, well, we switched
bodies. I'm
sorry,
we switched bodies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I thought that was a smashing success.
My memories are sometimes quite foggy.
Wait a minute, you called it an episode. Can, are you just listening to the podcast?
I
have a feeling you can't see into the future or the past. I have a feeling you just listen to podcasts.
And if you've been listening, there's no way you could have been able to tell that we switched bodies because we would have sounded exactly the same, except for visually, we're in each other's bodies.
That is true.
Tell us of a future failure.
Your future failure?
Yes.
Well, Usador, you will have both of your hands burned off by the Nevador.
Ah, they'll grow back.
What about me?
Sarah Maher, you will fail in your bid to become a hip-hop dancer.
What?
Yes, I don't know what those words mean exactly. But I know that in the future, you will pursue a career as a hip-hop dancer and fail.
Oh, man.
On this world or another, I do not know.
But if I just, like, get the joy out of the dancing, how can I fail?
Can I ask you something?
Yes, Chunt.
Were you able to live or foresee the fact that you were going to fail to do a humorous spell by laughing halfway through it?
Maybe.
Is that something you relived or that you could see or tell?
Maybe it's still going on.
All right. Well, if it's going to go on, maybe we should take a break. All right, guys?
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Let's refresh our drinks. Think about something we like about one another.
Oh, boy.
And we'll come back.
Some water with a little banana.
And we're back. Ooh, I had a nice sip of a very cold rainbow bowl, and I'm feeling energized. How about you guys?
Feeling good. Yeah, feeling good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am enjoying a hearty porter this day.
So can I tell you guys, before we get back, obviously, to the business at hand, can I tell you guys what happened to me this morning?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if the business at hand is interviewing Can, then take your time.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I was on my morning run.
Yes.
And I saw a bird.
I love birds.
I know, but it was a starling.
Oh.
But hold the phone. It could talk. Did you know starlings, some can talk here?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a, you know, to some degree a talking badger.
Yes, okay, well, you guys didn't tell me this, so, like, anytime you don't tell me something, like, I am surprised.
Oh, gotcha,
it's
gotcha.
Hard for us to tell you things that we just take as normal, though.
Yeah.
Totally.
So we're doing our best. Trust
right.
us.
We spent, like, almost 2 years explaining everything to Arnie, and he still has questions, so it's just a little, yeah, we forget what you know and what you don't. A lot of things talk. Trees can talk. Swords can talk. Blades of grass can talk.
Mm-hmm.
Can this table talk?
Oh, the tales it would tell.
Okay, so just a little side note. Does Arnie, like, remember any of the things you guys tell him?
No, it doesn't really seem to stick.
Yeah. It doesn't. Okay, so then it's definitely my Arnie. Okay.
Yeah, his eyes seem to glaze over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so this starling told me that he has a crush on Usador.
What?
He's got a crush on you. We went, we had a coffee, we talked about it. It was really eye-opening.
Well, that's very surprising. I've oft said how much I despise the starlings.
Would you ever date a starling?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in a long-distance relationship with someone right now. It's very flattering. But I date the beautiful wizard, Genlevia the Red.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm just telling you, you know, if a starling settles up to the bar next to you, you know, you've been
That's very nice. And I promise... Since you've done so much to help in this way that I shall make some peace with the starlings, and I shall be kinder to them from now on.
That's cool. That is cool. I like
yes,
that.
Thank
That's
you.
Very cool.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's get back to stuff at hand. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Let's get me back to Earth. How are we going to do it? Go.
I can get down on all fours, and maybe you can step on my back and try and jump up.
Okay, great. Love it.
I could break the bond from the nethersphere that swapped your spots, but there'd be a chance that your memories would be Swiss cheesed.
Ooh.
And that that's a dangerous spell.
It's a very dangerous spell. I can't predict how it might end, but it would get you home, but I fear how it would affect both you and Arnie.
It's a dangerous spell, even for a very talented wizard.
Which I am.
Hmm.
So would it, like, scrimple my brain? Like I would go back and I'd be like, bleh.
No, your facilities would remain intact, but it's possible that your time here would seem but a memory, and only bits and pieces may come through. You may still be searching for Arnie when you return.
Oh, so like a dream. So, like, I'll think if I remember anything, it won't feel like it's real.
It might be similar to a dream, but there will be parts of it that you do remember. It will definitely be Swiss cheesed. That is the phrase you should use.
Swiss cheesed.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I might be able to appear to you in some sort of astral form to help guide you through things, but it would be very difficult.
You know, I would love that, because if I go back and I can't remember, I'm going to miss our talks.
Oh, aww. Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like you should avoid astral play with Usador. Seems
think,
a little
so
weird.
I think it was astral plane.
Oh,
yeah, astral plane.
I'm sorry. Sometimes
no
we hear what we want to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. Can, what do you think? How can you get me back?
Well, let me think of all of my powers of space and time. I suppose I could.
You tend to really focus on time.
I do. I don't focus on space very much.
What about
do
space?
I? Well, you know, there are some theories that other dimensions are merely other universes within our own, and that dimensional travel is from one reality to another, but you could also just go far enough through space to eventually get there. So I suppose I could try to transport you straight up into space, and we could cross our fingers that you land on your own world somewhere a million billion distances away.
Yes, for you see, in an infinite and ever-expanding universe, all possibilities exist, and they may not be existing on top of each other, literally, but they may be in the great expansiveness of the universe all around us at all times.
I mean, I could just throw you in a direction, and there's some chance you'd get there.
Do you want us to just shoot you into space?
Ooh, that's
We could go the space route. It's kind of fun.
It's fun.
It's fun for us. We've never had anything come back.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what kind of monsters you'd meet up there.
Look, how about we do this? If it seems too dangerous to send you into space, first let's send a dog.
No!
I'll shoot a dog up into space, and then, if that doesn't come back, we'll find a monkey or something.
No, No.
You
I'm a dog lover. I'm an animal lover. We're not throwing anything into space.
You do not like that idea.
I do not like that idea?
Never mind.
Why are you trying to challenge her?
What?
It's nothing.
Is this like a clue?
It could be.
Is it?
No.
All right. Listen, I would rather be shot up into space before a dog or a monkey because...
All right, let's go. Let's do it.
No, hold up. Wait. But I still don't want to be shot up into space. I was just talking about it in the theoretical sense.
Understood.
So...
I'm sorry, I initiated the countdown.
Oh, shit. Can?
I thought that was a yes. I'm sorry.
Are you the master of time? Aren't you the one person who could definitely stop a countdown here?
You would think. All right. I've extended the countdown. The spell...
He's doing it again. He's laughing in the middle of a spell.
Wait a minute. Is this a joke spell? Are you going to pull out some blue balls and start juggling in a second?
Look, I've been able to extend the timer, so... It will be a few minutes until you're shot into space.
All right. Well, if it's just a few minutes, I know we've got some emails. Should we maybe go through them?
Oh, yes. Let's quickly read some emails.
Okay.
And if the countdown cannot be stopped, then there's one last-ditch effort, and I shall break the bond and send you hurtling back to Earth and Arnold back to your spot here.
Quick question, though. Do you have to send a dog or a monkey first?
No.
Thank God.
But your memory will be Swiss cheese and I'll appear to you as a hologram. I mean, an astral projection.
And we can still have our chats.
Yes.
OK.
Okay, first email we have here is from Roater. Says, this is for Usador. So, Usador, what happened to the wizard state? Isn't that like an important part of being a wizard? So, yeah, that's a thing. Let me know.
Ooh, that seemed a little passive-aggressive.
I go into the wizard state.
Have you not been doing the wizard state?
Yes, I just don't always... this is 1/2 hour of my week. You know, I have the whole rest of the week where I'm doing things.
Candy, ever go into the wizard state?
Yes, I do. Sometimes, when I'm about to do a spell, I find it so amusing that right beforehand I go into the wizard state very briefly.
So yes, you could just say yes.
Yes. All right. The answer is yes.
Here's an email from Sandy Marshall. Sandy says, this is for Arnie. He's not here. So, Sarah, you can maybe help answer this.
Yeah.
Was listening to the podcast and wrote down your email address. Here's my question. A few years ago, Arnie and I worked together on a cruise ship for a couple of weeks. I'm curious if Foon has cruise ships that take paying customers on floating tours. From Sandy.
Holy shit. I was on this same cruise.
With Arnie?
With Sandy Marshall and Arnie.
What is a cruise? Paying customers on floating tours?
Yes. Okay. So we have these. You guys have boats, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It's a boat, but it's much, much bigger than the boats you have here. It can carry up to like 4,000 human people.
That doesn't seem right.
That's incredible.
Sure. There are that many people in Foon.
And then, really?
There are.
Don't listen to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, so you have all these people, and they get onto a ship for 7 days, and they eat and drink as much as possible. And
7 days? I'm not sure there are that many days in Foon.
Shut up.
Give it a rest for just a second, Can, okay? All right, so anyway, people dance and eat and drink, and they see shows, and that is a cruise ship.
This sounds terrible.
Yeah, it sounds like the Festival of the Satiated Hippogriff.
But on water.
I'm gonna take your word for that one. So I forgot Sandy's question, but knockout stand-up guy.
Good. Stand-up guy.
Really, you guys would like him.
Wonderful.
If you project yourself on an astral plane, you store it, maybe, you know.
Only you'll be able to see me.
Okay, we have one final email here. This is from Chunt. And it's for Can. Oh, it's for Can.
Wait, there's a question for me.
Yeah, and it says, why don't you do some magic that's both humorous and dramatic?
What?
It says, do some magic that's both humorous and dramatic.
Oh, all right. I'm excited that there was an email for me. Well, I do have a spell that is both humorous and dramatic.
Okay, quit buying time and do
called,
it.
You know what we
it's
call
called
that?
Called Don't Think Twice. It's a spell that is both humorous and dramatic. All right. Mike Brabiglia.
Sounds like a dramedy.
Oh, the countdown.
Oh, yes. Very soon you're going to be shot straight up into space.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry. I can't allow this to happen. I'm going to send you back now.
Oh, all right. But before I go, you guys... this has been great.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
You guys are lovely, and I am a better person to have known you because I have met you, and thank you for being yourselves.
And you...
and you're great, and I love you. Oh, I love you so much!
Oh, we love you too.
Sarah.
Usador, Sarah Maher, Chunt, I vaguely remember this does not go well, and I think you die horribly, so...
what?
Just in case I'm remembering it accurately, I'm gonna slip out the back. I don't want to see anything real gross.
All right, see ya. Bye, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
He doesn't even think there are 7 days in Foon.
Yeah,
so.
He is definitely not the brain of the Transformer, you guys.
No,
I am sorry about that. That was a lot.
Why did Soundwave have so many tapes and Blaster only had the one?
You know, you ask great questions that I don't have the answers to.
Yeah, I was fascinated by that entire story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now, as the countdown grows closer to zero, I must send you back before this countdown fires you into space.
Oh, it's the final countdown.
Okay. Oh, that's funny.
Are we leaving
that's
together?
That's funny.
Why is that funny?
We have the final countdown.
Wait, before you leave, tell us about Foo Fighters.
When Usador casts this spell, everyone would want to stand and clap, for I am sending you on the backward snap. Yes, you shall return to your own homeland. And it shall be as Usador had planned. I return home now to your sweet baby child, and give us back Arnold, though he's boring and mild. Return now to Earth, and find thine home.
and send us Arnold, that grisly old gnome.
Oh. I love you. I love you. Good night. Good.
Arnie.
Where?
Arnie.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, am I back? No, no, no.
You're
I was
back?
Just...
You hurt your back?
No, no. I was just putting my baby down to sleep.
Fear not. No. Sarah was here, and we have snapped her back to your spot there.
Or she might be in space. She might be walking on the sun.
She's not in space.
Okay.
She's not in space. She's definitely back on Earth. I can sense her there now, because though your bond with her has been broken that switched your places, I have formed a new bond with her, and I shall appear to her as a projection.
Wait, you formed a bond with my wife?
Yeah.
What? Why does my head feel so weird? I'm having...
It looks like it always does. Enormous.
No, no, I had a really nice week, and I'm having a hard time...
You're having a hard time remembering it?
I'm having a hard time remembering it.
Your memory has been Swiss cheesed.
Yeah.
No.
That's definitely the term for it.
My memory wasn't so great to start with.
Oh, just for that week, though.
Oh.
You should remember the other things, or at least remember the things as poorly as you did before.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Your brain's just all scrambly. You're screwy now.
Yeah.
Arnie?
Yeah?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
How was your week on Earth? You want to talk about it?
It seems like it was nice. But now I can't remember.
Well, at least you're 41 now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Let me guess, another dimensional tear. At this point, I'd be worried if that alarm wasn't going off. Craig, what have you been doing?
Oh, sorry, I was going through some emails.
Craig, you don't get it. This could be cataclysmic. We might have to initiate the Shar-McHalpania protocol.
Yeah, I know, but this Eric guy from Dayton sent in a lovely song about orcs. I gotta play it for you.
20,000 roaring orcs before the Dark Lord stand, waiting for the horn of doom to sound across the land. When at last the horn doth blow...
Stop, there's no time for fan audio. Although that did have a sick bass line. I'm gonna do the credits and then go assess the damage. Usador the Lighter Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the King of the Badgers was played by Adil Rafai. Sarah Maher the Earth Human was played by Sarah Maher the Earth Human. Follow her on Twitter at SMaharaja. And no, Matt, she hasn't seen Quantum Leap. But she does think Transformers is Voltron. Cam the Wizard was played by Arnie Niekamp, who thinks that Whispering is a different character. Do I hear Steppenwolf reaching for the lotion and Kleenex? Craig, I'm going to the Amber Vestibule to check out that second alarm.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Shakover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rafchin. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and thanks to Earwolf. If you need more Magic Tavern in your life and you want to support the podcast in general, you will be excited to know that our Offices and Bosses miniseries debuts this Wednesday, January 11th, on HAL. All right, I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm going to let you listen to just a little bit of the first episode for free just because it's really great. You got to hear it.
When at last the horn doth blow, they'll follow his command. And o'er the magic land of Foon, he'll cast his evil hand.
No, that's the orc song. That's my fault. That's my fault.
I examined the phone tree for fruit or berries.
It appears someone has spilled coffee on it, but there are no fruits or berries
I
on the phone.
I dated a tree one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it didn't last very long. There's a lot to take in.
And is this flower talking or Gail Davis?
I'm not good at this game. I just like made me think of Gail. No, Gail.
When you say a lot to take in.
You know that.
A tree would be a lot to take in.
You are a rude person, Arnold.
The size of that pollen is
not an appropriate question. No, I brought it up. I clearly wanted to talk about it. No, Gail Davidson Durst here, and I sent out a company email.
Oh, for fun.
Holy space trout. I'm reading massive dimensional displacement, not just Arnie and Sarah.
Wait, more people?
People, creatures, things, hundreds of them. Worst of all, this new conditioner is a jar of lies. Bouncing and behaving, this hair is slouching and committing treason. And since when does a cascade of butterflies smell just like coconut? Craig, pat me dry and then let's get to work.
Happy birthday to you.
Are we singing happy birthday? Ken wants to sing happy birthday.
Wait. What?
Happy birthday. This is the first time.
What? This is the first time we've talked to each other. Holy cow.
What? Do you want Ken to also sing happy birthday?
Wait. Why are there... How many cans are there in here?
There's one, two, three cans.
Four. There are four cans. What did I miss? Oh, I'm a fifth can. All right.
I suppose since he lives through time so many times, this is why there's so many of them.
Yes. Wait, there's seven cans.
Seven cans.
Some of us should go.
No. Let's take over this fucking tavern. This tavern is cans now.
I hate these cans.